Welcome back to another episode of Monday Mums.
And today we're going to focus on just the our philosophies on life and how we kind of joke about having just low standards and how we like that in our life and how it's kind of different. That's what kind of makes us different and made us think that maybe if we started a podcast, it would be nice for other people to find somebody else like-minded low standard people.
Basically, it's okay to not have it all together. That's what Joni always said. Yeah. It's okay that you don't have it all together.
Or that you're not striving to be the best. Like, you can strive for just being average. That's okay. Like, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be, you don't have to have like A grade students or school kids, your own kids that you're trying to raise. And not that we're trying to like, not that we're just trying to not educate our children, but
you're not trying to suck the joy out of life. You know, there is a joy, there is a time for them to be children, you know, kind of thing. And
yeah, like if they play piano, they don't have to do concert. They don't have to be a concert pianist. They can just play for their enjoyment, or if they, I don't know, whatever it is that they like to do. So I have a son who likes to play baseball. And so he talks about being in the World Series, and I try and encourage him to like just enjoy the game you're in. Don't think about
turning into competition and stress like
we're
or
not
pressure.
We're not trying to get scholarships if he, you know, that kind of thing. So that's sort of our philosophy on life, and we kind of found each other, and we when we're around each other, we can kind of like.
Relax.
Yeah, lower our standards.
I mean, as we're recording this, we're sitting in my bedroom away from all the kids, and there's, you know, there's a pile of laundry behind me. I did still clean up my room before you came over. It was like when you're in high school and you're gonna have a friend sit in your room, so I had to clean up a little bit so we wouldn't have like an asthma attack with all the dust in here. But this we are sitting in front of laundry that I've hidden from the living room because everyone's in the living room right now. But so low standards like that, you know.
Yeah. So, maybe, what kind of pressure do you feel often comes from being a stay-at-home mom?
I think my thing that I feel the most is wanting to live up to people's expectations that they may or may not even be there. I just feel like, oh, people are going to think this about my kid, or people are going to think that. So I want to like go ahead and portray this other thing so they don't think that. And it's just kind of, you realize you get back down and be like, well, who cares? kind of thing. They may not be thinking that. B, and if they are, who cares? It's, you know, like God has given me this life to live in my home. And it's just kind of, if I can honor him with that, that's all that matters. Not what people think about how I'm doing it, or the pressure to say, oh, I want to prove I'm doing homeschool. They're doing a great job. You know, I'm a good homeschooling mom. And the idea to think, oh, I need to make sure they're doing everything on level, their age, all this stuff. And it's just like, those are all man-made goals. And I feel like, you know, God could have a different goal for them. It's just like, just say yes to playing with your kids that day. Letting them use their imaginations is more beneficial than doing another worksheet in a workbook, you know?
I know. I feel like I struggle with that a little bit. I was just talking to Danny on the way here about, like, how much testing is necessary for the kids. Mm-hmm. They have a science curriculum that every couple of weeks there's a test. And I think, should I make them sit that test and make them get stressed? Or should we just enjoy learning about science? Should we just enjoy doing the experiments in the home and just keep it fun?
Right.
But there seems like there's like this pressure to, oh,
make sure they're hitting this level.
Yeah, and they've got to learn how to do tests, so they should start now at like six. The 8-year-old should be sitting.
You know, it's when we're talking about this. Recently, I talked with, you know, my friend Jerry. She's homeschooled all of her kids. She's actually homeschooling her grandkids now. And we use the same curriculum. And I was like, they just seem really hard. Like, what should be a 20-minute span is really like a 45-minute thing for a 6-year-old for language arts. So I asked her, I was like, do you run into that same... She goes, she's like, basically, you make the curriculum work for you. You're not working for it. And I was like, it was just such a freeing thing of like, yes, like, let me pull what I think is necessary for my 6-year-old to learn. And, you know, and it's just kind of like, what's going to be more enjoyable? Having a 20-minute thing and adding onto it as we go, or, okay, I got to finish this whole lesson, fit it in, it doesn't matter if it takes 45 minutes, we're going to do it. And like that sense of feeling like you're battling attitude, but really it's just, maybe this is not there for your family.
Yeah, maybe they're just too tired to take that much information. And I really found it hard to know when to stop, because not having gone through this education system myself, I always felt like, well, what's well, what should they know? What do other kids of this age in this country know? And I didn't really, so I would kind of pile on the pressure. And I feel like in a way, Joss has a lot of anxiety about school, and I wonder how much of it has come from me piling on too much pressure for him to do things at the right time. And he was a premature child, so it takes him a little longer to for things to click. And also just coming from a place where being academic is so important. It was very important for me to be an academic person and to go to university and to, like, seem smart. I think sometimes I still struggle with that a little bit, that I feel like I have to appear smart, which probably is ridiculous to anybody listening to this who knows me. Like, really? You're doing a very good, bad job.
A very good, bad job.
See how smart she is.
You wouldn't believe she's an English teacher as well. She does a good, bad job of being English. Sorry.
Yes.
So see, as you see, our standards are just, I would rather laugh than have to feel a pressure to perform. To me, it's saying no to, like, a system that says, well, this is what it should look like. This is what, and it's just like you're sucking the joy out of it. And
yeah. Yeah, I think that's really important. But then, like, it's the balance of how far do you take that, because I kind of think, and I still don't know where to, like, I had a friend come over recently and tell me about unschooling, and she's like, you should watch this video about unschooling and you should read this book about unschooling. It's like, I don't even have time to sit and read I'm too busy educating my kids. I don't have time to read books and watch videos about unschooling. But then I think, well, would I be the kind of person who would just give up if I adopted that philosophy? Because I really don't get it. Like, I don't understand how you do that. But so I'm, but then I don't know. It's trying to, like, when you think about what was the Lord like when he came into the world? What was Jesus like? What did he do? How did he live? Was he trying to be the CEO?
Trying to be a big shot.
Trying to be a good, the best. Or was he just a humble, right, somebody who just knew how to work hard? And I kind of want to raise kids that know how to work hard, how to help other people and fulfill needs that other people have, but then I don't know. It's just hard to know that balance, I think. This is helpful to nobody.
Well, we'll talk about COVID, because I think it did change. I mean, now, back in the day when you used to say, I'm a homeschool mom, it meant, like, you would connect with another homeschool. You'd have this nod, and, like, now COVID's like, well, we all did that. It's a little different. Now it's kind of changed it, but has it changed it for you, particularly ones who were already homeschooling pre-pandemic stuff, you know?
Well, last year I was really busy. I had joined a co-op, and we were doing a book club, and my kids have been doing piano a couple of years, and I can't think what else we were doing, but we may have done nature school as well last year. I'm not sure. No, because that was cancelled. But we did. We were busy for a lot of the year, and and then I wasn't one of those parents that you could see the dread that some parents went through at the thought of having to be home with their kids. We were not like that. I'm very used to my kids, so I knew what we were up against. Yes. Very low expectations. Yeah,
everyone always said, like, how are you doing this time? I'm like, we're just continuing exactly how it was before.
I still go to the store. I did it today. Walked all the way into Walmart without a mask because I forget that there's a pandemic going on, because I never leave the house anyway.
In our little enchanted homes, it's just running on the same as it always has.
So I'm constantly having to walk back to the car, go find a mask. I thankfully found, like, a screwed up mask in the bottom of my bag, which you're not supposed to wear twice, but I put it on anyway. And it obviously looked like I'd blown my nose in it or something.
It crumbled off.
Gross. And I had to put it on because I couldn't be bothered to walk back to the car. And then
we could have just put your shirt over your nose.
I should have done that.
Like when you're a kid in a stinky bathroom.
But I think for me, it has really helped me to not. This year, when we were trying to organise what we were going to do for school, I tried not to organise as much, and I'm really liking that. I like being home more, and the only thing that I did organize that hasn't happened is an art class, because our art teacher will not
oh, that was supposed to be me. I kind of have a curriculum set up, but I've been so ready to say no to everything. COVID has taught me how to say no. I'm even saying no to that, you know. I say yes, but I'm like, you know, in the future when everything calms down and comes back to normal. But so yeah, I guess COVID for me was either no
we were home. She was young. You know, it was, I still said yes to a lot of stuff because like, oh, we're home. We can do that. We can do that. It was the nature school, the book club, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, I miss being home. That's what I felt like as a homeschool mom. I feel like I'm not really home that much. So learning to say no and, you know, but.
Yeah.
So that. We'll just, with that, we'll go ahead and sign off and say thanks for joining us today. Again, we hope that was helpful. Was it helpful? We'll see when we make it to the next episode. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.